flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Memories. When I was in seventh grade, I took the only music lessons in my life from my seventh grade biology teacher, and this was the first lick he taught me. He started again. Yeah. And so, like, we're in his little, you know, like, second bedroom, sitting there on chairs. I have my guitar, he has his guitar, and he does this. And I just gave up. I just put my guitar back in my case.
Like, I can't.
It was my first real giving up in my life.
Yeah.
It served me well.
But now you'd see that. Would you see that? That doesn't sound hard, is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
To do it well, I mean.
For me.
Yeah.
Well, not for Jimmy.
You play. Well, right. But I mean, if you spent time on it, you would probably be all right at that.
I really think that people are born with musical talent.
Yes.
But I think that people are also born with musical blind spots.
Gotcha.
Like, I took to the drums really easily, and I can play. I'm no Pisoni, but I can play. I can back a band, but when it comes to guitar, I just have a blind spot. So many places to put your fingers.
Yeah, it's a lot of moving.
None of them make sense.
A lot of moving.
Then you see someone like Jimmy, you're like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's like, how?
Why did I try? Stairway to Kevin?
Sure. I've been waiting to... I haven't really avoided this one, but it just doesn't seem to come up. But I wanted to run this one by you, Dave.
We have to go to karaoke, and you have to sing Stairway to Kevin.
Stairway to Kevin.
Okay.
Right? You'll bring the house down.
If you just change that one word all the time,
yes,
every time?
Every time. People will be like, I swear to God, she's saying Kevin. Kevin.
Yeah. Well, what if that's what it was? Maybe that's what Robert Plant really meant.
That's how we'll find the true DGS fan.
That's
doctor.
Right.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Back to you.
Did you see that Bigfoot is playing a role in a divorce?
No.
Did you see this?
Mm-mm.
This is one of those stories you're just like, what's wrong with people? So they're,
can I guess?
It's a Canadian thing. Go ahead.
Is he out hunting Bigfoot all the time and it's come between he and his wife?
It's kind of that, but it's like there's a little twist to it,
okay.
Right? So these are people that are in British Columbia. No, that would be a hell of a discovery though. What if they had sprogs?
Right. You don't need that.
No. So a couple in British Columbia. The guy is a 57-year-old who is a Bigfoot enthusiast, and he goes on hunts and he goes on, you know, the exploration. And on one of those, he got hurt, I guess, pretty badly. I don't know. He'd like jacked up his leg and hurt his back and things. And he went on disability because of it. And in the divorce proceedings, he was asking for, what's it called? Is it alimony?
Yeah. Maintenance.
He was asking to get money from his wife because he can't work. That's mm-hmm. his whole position. But he ended up losing because she's like, he keeps going on these expeditions. And here's video of him on these expeditions. So he's not only claiming that he's disabled from being able to work, but he wants to be paid in this divorce because he says he can't work. But yet here he is out here doing the very thing that got him hurt to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, man, that's a hell of a drug.
Yes.
And you just can't quit it.
Yes.
And the divorce and all that's fine. But you have, I think, what I would call a healthy interest in the topic. That's an obsession.
But I'm real close. Like, if I went on one Bigfoot hunt, it could change my whole life.
You think?
It could. Yeah. As much as I love Colorado and the mountains and stuff, you get me out there for a week and I hear something or see something, that could really change things.
It's just I read that story, and there's a ha-ha part, right, because it's Bigfoot, and this guy's just Bigfoot hunting, and he's costing himself money. He might have gotten himself in trouble for his actual regular disability claims because he's out here doing this activity that he says he can't do.
Parenthetically, this gentleman may still be out there listening. It's been about 15 years since I met him. He was a detective for people on Social Security disability who have been turned in by someone saying that they're faking or they're cheating.
Right.
And he goes, Dave, they're all guilty.
Really?
He said, he said, it's not even 99 out of 100.
All of the people that are turned
yes.
in are guilty.
Not
of this
everyone
cheating.
Who's on SSD
right,
is
right.
cheating, but everyone who there's an allegation about, everyone who he followed, were cheating.
You know, it makes sense because you wouldn't turn somebody in if you didn't really feel strongly
yeah.
about it. Like if you weren't like, come on, dude, you're out here, you know, you own a gym and you're bench pressing 300 pounds every day, and you're saying you can't
work. And
his
point was kind of like your story. He's like, and it's not in subtle ways. Like they're
right.
exercise fanatics
right.
and things.
Like this guy's out doing the thing that got him hurt.
Yeah.
And he keeps doing it, but you think you could find yourself in that position? Is there anything for anybody in this room you could get that obsessed with it where you would do something so blatantly, obviously stupid that would undermine everything you're trying to do?
No, I don't think I would go into that dark of a spiral, but I do think that rather than going to Florida a couple times a year, I could go squatching.
Yeah, but that's not, that's not crazy. What's crazy is claiming disability and trying to get money in a divorce for you because you're disabled and you can't work.
Someone tells me that has
actively
less
undermining
to
yourself.
Do with the Bigfoot hunting than it does just him.
Oh no, yeah. That's what I mean. Like it's an obsession. It's beyond. It's not the Bigfoot thing. That's just the thing.
Yeah.
And for some people, maybe that's gambling.
Yeah.
For some people, maybe it's booze. For some people, it can be other things. But I can't think of anything that would make me.
Rach, what in your life did you get over your skis about?
What do you mean?
Just like me with, I'm one Bigfoot hunt away from that being what I do.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not like a super extreme person, really. I don't have like, I'm making myself sound so boring, but it's like, I don't have like obsessive interests necessarily. Like I have things that I like and that
couple.
I care about. I don't know. I don't know if I have that mode where I can switch into just being like hyper focused on something. Maybe it just hasn't crossed my path yet, but... Mm-hmm. I'm more of like I like a little of this, a little of that. I mean, there's things that I certainly really like, but I always have an easy time like putting it down and moving on to something else.
What about you, Andrew?
Similar. I mean, I guess there's nothing that I would like ruin my life over. You know what I mean? I guess is how I would put it.
Kevin, if sports weren't a way to make a living, would you be obsessed with sports as much?
Yeah, for sure. But I don't think I would let it
ruin your marriage,
keep
or
me
your
from
health.
Having gainful employment and doing normal things. But but it does sometimes.
So it's just me and Bigfoot. Okay.
No. But what do I'm saying?
Well, but you wouldn't. I mean, I think if the chips were really down,
yeah,
I don't
think
you would
make the right choice.
Ruin your life.
If my
over,
family had an intervention with
I mean,
me.
The yeah, fact that you're standing here your and you're not Bigfoot. Out in the woods right now verifies yeah. that you're not going to do that.
Exactly. Meanwhile, this guy is like getting divorced or whatever because of Bigfoot or whatever. Like that guy walks the walk.
But if you had to. If you had to pick the thing that you were going to be like, everything else is gone. This is the thing I'm doing from now on forever and ever. And if it pays me money, great. If it doesn't, oh well. What would you pick?
That's mine.
Bigfoot?
Yeah, it is.
Foot.
Andrew?
Footin'. I don't know. Magic, I guess. Something like that.
Yeah,
playing video
go,
games.
See?
Sitting around playing video
Rach?
Games.
I mean, I could move to Japan.
There you go.
And just be like, I hope this works
that
out.
That was the elephant in the room. None of us were saying
yeah.
it. But,
like, but I'm not like, I'm not, well, whatever.
Mine would either
not going to defend yourself with us.
I mean,
I'd say mine would either be gaming, like, oh, I'm going to be a professional gamer and I'm just going to be a Twitch streamer, like that kind of thing. Or I would just be like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be a professional sports gambler. Like those would be the things I could see, like, I wouldn't do it, but I mean, if I were going to pick one, you got to. It would be the one. It would be something like that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, even though you know your chances of being good at either.
I mean,
look
at how
really
many people
small.
Have lost their lives to Disney for the love of God.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all
sure.
about the
worshiping
magic,
the mouse.
Dave. It's all about the magic, because you know it's magic.
Want to go down the rabbit hole with me again?
Yeah.
DGS rabbit hole?
Yeah.
I ask simple questions. You have to define it yourself and answer. Mm-hmm. Do you believe in ghosts?
I'm open to the idea of ghosts. I don't have a hard and fast, like, yes, they definitely exist, but I'm not going to claim that I've been everywhere at every time. Like, there have been enough, like, experiences I've had in the Halloween shows and stuff that were
like
certainly
the exercise various. Bike.
Then the exercise
that one
bike.
Still screws me up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we still have, is this a yes, you have to, yes or no, or can you?
No.
You'd be like, because I would say, as of now, I have no evidence that would say so. So I wouldn't say that I believe, but I also, like Rach, I don't rule anything out because I haven't been everywhere. I haven't been in those spots. And so many people claim to have. But how do we differentiate? There's so many people claim to have had interactions with aliens and been abducted. And I don't know. I'm the same with that. I don't believe because I don't have anything I can base a belief on. But I also don't say it can't happen. Because I don't know.
Are you guys like that about most paranormal things?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't. And I think there's an interesting line there, Dave, between not believing and writing something off. Right? You cannot believe it because you haven't seen anything with it. You haven't read a definitive piece from someone who studied it in a way that would satisfy you. And also not saying this is ridiculous. It's not. It doesn't exist. Like, that's a big, to me, a bigger statement is this doesn't exist.
Do you feel the same way about atheism?
Yes. That's why I'm agnostic.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know. And you don't know how you can.
Mm-hmm.
I think the certainty in all of that is the part that I can't get to.
Agreed.
Yeah. It's not, I'm not telling anybody they're wrong. Just saying I can't see it one way or the other. I think you're making both sides. If you're an atheist, you are making assumptions. You have to. You can say, I don't have any evidence of this. That's true. We know. But we also know that just because you haven't observed something at this point doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And on the other side, you're obviously making a different set of assumptions. And I'm just willing to say, I don't know. And I don't know is an okay answer for a lot of things. There's nothing wrong with that because some things you don't know.
Like Sproggs.
Yeah, there you go. Go, Johnny, go, go. In a coupe de ville.
Cadillac rolling on an open road. Nothing out run my V8-4. 323 DGS, top of the hour. We're going to have the Think Tank with David Barklage and Alvin Reed. Tons of stuff to talk about. Until then, we'll just jack around. What are your Super Bowl must-haves? Food.
Wings.
Chili cheese dip.
Wings.
And wings.
Chili cheese dip. So we kind of previewed what we're going to do for the Super Bowl on Saturday.
Fun.
In terms of snacks.
Yeah.
And
you taking off keto or are you going keto?
I'm
going
to stay keto.
Really?
Good man.
I'm not even going to take the day off?
As much as I did on Saturday, which I feel like I ate like an insane person. And by that, I mean I was taking chicken wings and I was dipping them in. I was like scooping them up in the chili cheese dip. Eating them like that. Wow.
Using wings as spoons?
That was
solid.
Pretty good. Yeah, and I was using salami as chips.
Nice.
Oof. It was a little gross, but you know what? It was. I liked it.
Keto
liked
does
it.
That to you.
Yeah, keto will have you scooping up chili cheese dip with salami.
Man,
you could use celery.
Yeah, good
keto
one.
Keto friendly. I just googled.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, that's true.
It might be a little more like fresh.
Never you know what once occurred to me.
Cream cheese. I think you can have cream cheese.
Yeah, you can. I'm pretty sure.
Do you like celery and cream cheese?
I've never had those two things together, but I like celery.
Good.
I like celery like by
itself.
Add a
little chili cheese dip to
it. Celery's good with peanut butter also.
Or you can make those cheese chips.
He could make
We need to make
chips.
Them for him.
Okay.
Because of Megan's allergy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can make him some chips.
And then
you make bomb egg things.
Oh, the...
Yeah.
Like little
muffins?
Yeah.
Egg cups. Yes, those are awesome. Yeah, I haven't tried making those yet, but the first time that I did keto, like years ago... That I tried it and gave up after like a week. Most of what I ate was egg cups.
I mean, pizza's got to be there.
Yeah, you do have to have pizza.
Pizza, some form of chicken, like wings or tenders or something like that. Mm-hmm. We almost always have things like sliders, something along those lines. Mm-hmm. Like at the parties that we go to. But we go to places where everybody brings something, so mm-hmm. it's always going to be a good mix. There's going to be a chili. You know, yeah. There's always going to be something like that. Probably some regular sandwiches.
How, as a sports guy, how excited are you about this particular game?
Oh, I'm the same as I always am. Like, I don't have to care about the outcome to be really looking
Enjoy
forward
it.
To the matchup because I'm a nerd.
It's probably the only game I watch all year. Like, watch the game.
From the beginning?
I'm telling you, Red Zone ruined me.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would watch Red Zone every Sunday because I was deep into fantasy.
Yeah.
And then I stopped doing fantasy, and I stopped watching Red Zone, and now my brain muscles that allow me to watch a three-hour game just aren't there. Now I can watch a whole baseball game.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there are a lot of people that do what you do, and it's not everyone, but I think that it, in particular younger fans that I've spoken with, so people like high school age, college age, people that's their experience with football, you miss so much. There's so much context that you miss that leads up to the highlights, because that's just highlights, right? I mean, you're seeing all of the red zone plays. You're seeing all the things that are happening once somebody's close to scoring. But there are so many other things that play into the chess match as to how you got there and why the win became a win or why the loss became a loss.
See, that's a great demonstrator. I started to say analogy, but it's not. But it's a great example of people like you who are deep into it and enjoy the subtleties, whereas I just want to see the touchdowns.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with either, by the way. Completely nothing wrong with either. But it's interesting, and this is not the same thing, but like in the football world, I don't know if you saw it, but there were a few people that were critical of how the Bills handled fourth down play, and that was the one where Josh Allen threw it downfield. The
guy should have caught it.
Yeah. But there are people that are like the film nerds who never played football, but they're smart football people. They know football. And they're looking at the video and they're looking at the graphic on the screen, and then they're showing, well, this guy over here was open. He should have been looking to that guy all along. And all of these former players are like, hold on a second. No, no, no. You don't understand this. You don't understand that based on the look that he was seeing, he should have done this, 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 and this. That right there wouldn't even be an option under those circumstances because of the reads that you had. Kurt Warner was getting in on some of that. Some offensive linemen were explaining it. And it's just an interesting point that if you're only looking at a sport in a certain way, you're going to miss a lot of the context. And if you played like these players did, it's a little easier to understand all that.
Why can't you be true?
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll buy your lunch tomorrow if you can tell me the name of this band. Oh, crap, you know it because I wrote it down.
Yeah.
Andrew.
Yes.
Can you name the name of this band?
This is...
or one member.
Streetwise.
Yes,
is the name
you're
of the band.
Right. Way to go.
And the name of the song is Holding On for All the Love.
Nailed it. Damn Yankees.
Okay. Ted Nugent.
There you go.
Is he singing?
No.
No.
I was going to say,
he just played guitar like for Ted Damn Nugent. Yankees.
Tommy Shaw.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did you say? Streetwise?
Streetwise is the band, obviously. And the song is their absolute Hall of Fame classic, Holding On Tight for All the Love.
Mm-hmm.
I love him. Hello, Dave.
Wow, learn something every day.
Yeah. No, it's great.
Did you know the song, Dave Murray?
I had no idea. I was just thinking the mellow sounds on KMOX.
There you go.
BGS show.
I did a story about an hour ago, Dave, about this new technology that allows one person to have a baby by themselves, and they're called Sprogs, and it turns out I made the whole thing up. We can't find a single thing on Google.
The Sprogs aren't really out there.
Right? I have to get to the bottom of this.
Was this I'm gonna keep investigating.
Did you see it on TikTok?
No, it was on my phone, like the
news feed. Thing?
Yeah, it was on the news feed.
Okay.
Yeah. I usually take a screenshot just to remind myself, but I don't think I did.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. Shut up.
Love that.
They start to feel emboldened, Dave. That's how Glenn Zimmerman was with you.
Those dang Zimmerman.
Start to think they can, yeah, right? Big Dave's the only good one.
Oh my God, I found it.
No, you didn't.
Does it say Sprog?
Yes. Yes. It is already sort of. It looks like it's already. What am I trying to say?
Take your time.
Already, sort of.
Take your time.
Says it all.
It's already sort of like colloquially. It's more colloquial than it is like an official thing.
Fine with
like
me.
It's not like a science. This is what we call it. But I'm seeing some people on social media in the IVF circles.
Yes.
That are referring to the union as a sprog.
Okay.
But that's not what Dave's talking about.
Oh, sure it is. That's exactly what I said.
Well, it's essentially what you're talking about, because you're talking about the joining of sperm and egg.
As long as the word sprog has anything to do with fertilization anywhere on the internet, at least I know I don't have dementia yet.
Yeah, I think you're good.
They're creating eggs out of male DNA.
Of all the people in my life who would lie to me to make me feel better, it's Andrew. And of all the people who would let him, it's me.
I mean, just look at the confidence he came up with for that song.
Right, right.
Dave was like, maybe he's right.
He's a natural BSer. The band Streetwise.
Streetwise. And
Holding On for Love.
For all the love.
Holding on for all the love. Mm-hmm.
So just beautiful out there, Dave?
Yeah, it really is. You know, mid-50s today, 52, sunshine tomorrow. Really an instant replay. Next system is this low coming out of Texas. It's in the deserts. It's really in the Four Corners region right now. It's kind of slow, but I think it's going to pick up some speed. Clouds take over Wednesday night, dry. Thursday, cloudy skies. Rain developing Thursday afternoon. It will be a process during the afternoon. 50 degrees. The wettest period will be Thursday night, all rain. Periods of rain, 45 degrees. Could be a rumble of thunder, a flash of lightning. System starts to pull away Friday with a mix of clouds and sunshine, but I got to keep some scattered showers in there Friday, 53. Weekend looks quiet. Sunny skies, Saturday, 46. Sunday, sunny. You ready?
Ready.
Ready for Sunday? 60 for the high.
Sweet.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Last time we were close to 60 was January 17th, which I know is probably hard to believe. The last time we were 60 plus, December 16th.
Dave, not to take it bad, but we know it's going to get colder again. Is there any cold snap on the horizon?
No.
All right.
There really isn't. We've had two of these major Arctic outbreaks. That's a pretty good number. The Arctic really has to kind of recharge. The cold air was all released, so things have to build up a little bit. There are some signs that late February and into March could be quite cold.
Okay.
So this right here, this was the city's snow removal plan.
Yeah, wait 3 months.
Yeah, sometime it'll change.
They had hired this group of, what was it? Sprogs.
Sprogs.
Sprogs? They didn't show up.
They were sprogging. You get a chance to sprog, you sprog.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let he who is not sprogged.
Throw the first sprog.
And they'd just be babies anyway. You shouldn't hire them.
Right. What do they know about snow removal?
Yeah, they're not gonna know
anything. Tiny fetuses.
Mm-hmm.
Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So there's been a rise in diagnosing ADHD, prompting more adults to ask themselves if they have the disorder. More than 15 million U.S. adults are estimated to have the condition. Symptoms of ADHD include difficulty focusing, impulsivity, and trouble managing time and responsibilities. The increase in diagnoses has led to debates about whether it's being overdiagnosed.
Not from the same source as Sprogs, but I did see an article, which you can verify, that they think that there's a significant decrease in life expectancy for people like me who have ADHD for a variety of reasons. Basically, you mess up your life, and like whether it's not taking care of yourself or it's eating badly or it's having drinking problems or drug problems, like there's so many things that go into it, but there's a significant, like a few years decrease in life expectancy for ADHD.
I wonder how many people think they have ADHD because of TikTok. Because I don't know if you guys get on there, but it's like, I just found out from watching TikTok that I have autism now. And it's like, you should probably talk to an actual doctor.
Yeah.
What about that? Yeah. You know, I think I may have, you're talking amongst yourselves. Let me look for my screenshot here. Okay, fine. It was the percentage of increase in various conditions. And it was everything, every condition out there, but especially things like that were up like 9,000% over the past 30 years, which begs the question, were there really that many people that had it? Or is it just that we're self-diagnosing?
Well, and you also wonder how many people have symptoms of ADHD, but really it's like brain rot.
Sure.
Like they're just spending too much time.
Could be corrected.
Right. Right. You could correct it. So, I mean, just something to consider.
We like to do this, I like with almost everything, but think about it from the generational perspective, Dave. Would your dad and your dad's generation ever think, man, you know, I might have ADHD. I'm going to go ask somebody about that.
No.
Right.
Never.
But we are in a position now where our generations and younger, they're like, yeah, I think I might, and I'm going to go ask.
Mm-hmm.
How much of that is playing into the, is it an increased incidence? Like, are there more people, or is it just more people can find out, and the testing is better?
Yeah, since, to my knowledge, there is no blood test for it.
Right.
You're talking to a clinician.
Right.
Who works with people that have it all the time.
Right.
And you know the major symptoms, and you list them, and they go, yeah.
Yeah, like, if you were to take a random sampling of, I know you can't do it, but if you had a time machine, and you went back 100 years, and you just looked at 100 people, would you find the same percentage of people?
Yeah.
And I guess it's probably a little harder to know because at that time, you probably would be, you know, out doing some kind of manual labor all day, which would
wear you out.
Yeah, right.
A few years ago, my doctor, who's an excellent doctor, who's very, very thorough, especially mentally and emotionally, was like, I think you have ADHD, and I want to put you on a drug. And it was not Adderall, but it was adjacent to Adderall. I took it one day. And I've taken antidepressants that take 3 weeks or so to ramp up. You feel pretty crappy, and then it gets better. I've never felt worse in my life. Whatever whatever this drug was, it was a hell day. And I just called him and told him, can't do it. Just can't do it. I'll just have to be flighty.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I felt awful.
Soccer got its first $1 million salary for a woman. United States defender Naomi Girma has become women's soccer's first $1 million player. She's 24 years old, and she's moved from San Diego Wave to Chelsea for a reported $1.1 million on Sunday.
Go, Girma.
There you
That's
go.
Cool.
Well done.
Did you guys see that Doge is considering eliminating the penny from U.S. currency?
That'll fix everything.
Yeah.
Well, apparently there's been over $179 million in taxpayer costs.
Oh, yeah. It costs like a nickel to make a penny.
And I mean,
right.
I feel like we have enough pennies out there. Like, why do we need to keep
manufacturing? If you need a penny, you'll find one.
Mm-hmm. We need to start rounding up or down, right?
Wheels has a pocket full.
I might have one or two.
We did a story. We did a story similar to this while you're gone, and I'm like, who the hell has pennies? And he pulled them out.
If you have a penny in your pocket right now, that's insane. That's
three.
A nickel.
8 cents.
And by the way, they're the same ones that were there last week,
sure.
And it'll probably be there for the next few months.
Yeah.
They'll be there until they go into the dryer and they come flying out.
Do you guys collect your change? Like, do you have a bowl to
put a couple places.
In?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a little baggie.
Yeah. Sometimes for little poker games.
I bet I have $200 in change every year.
Ooh, time to go to Coinstar.
Yeah. What do you use them for, Dave?
I just put them in the bank.
No, oh, you just okay.
The people at the bank love it when I come.
I'm saying they're probably like, oh,
change.
Dave's here, yay, Dave! We love Dave. He's gonna make us count the pennies. I bet they just do machines, right? Just like all those ones at the grocery store. You just dump them in, and here we go.
Man, I remember that when I was like 18, 19. You need some money, so you clean out your car. Find all your coins.
If you found a bill, like finding any paper money was just, you are flush.
Yeah. So when they do that, Dave, do you just deposit it or you just like change it in for bills?
No, I just deposit it.
Do you have to fill out a deposit slip for that?
Have you even met Dave Murray? Are you kidding me?
Still writing checks.
I put it in and then I write a check.
Yep.
All right. There you go.
Google Maps is going to show the Gulf of America to U.S. users following an executive order signed by President Trump. Google stated that it updates names in accordance with official government sources, such as the Geographic Names Information System.
I found a really funny conspiracy theory about that name change. I saw it on the TikTok.
What's that?
So basically, this guy is like, it's not a coincidence. The drones, the disclosure, and now we're changing the name to the Gulf of America because we know something's down there and we want to get it. So we're calling it ours. Like, that would matter.
That's the same guy that diagnosed me with ADHD.
Yeah, it was pretty great. I'm like, this guy, this guy here,
he's on it.
Yeah, he's finding things.
I like his accent.
I know.
That's he talks weird.
He did sound like that. It was really annoying. Like, here's what they're doing.
Why does he sound so much dumber when you have that accent? You just do.
Do you?
I think it's
because there are times sound like super smart when you got the, you know, like the,
like Matthew McConaughey,
right? Like the high. Well, yeah, that one's kind of like the high all the time.
But even then, that's subverting expectations, because when you have that voice, everybody's like, "Oh, here comes a dumb hillbilly."
He took my fun dip.
Yeah, but like, some of them Southern gentlemen, they don't sound dumb.
Mm-mm.
I think they kind of do.
Not like Doc Holliday didn't sound dumb in Tombstone. He sounded like a smart man.
Educated.
Yeah. Learned.
Learned.
He read books.
We're done?
We blew this segment
yeah.
up.
My bad.
Were we done a while ago and I just didn't know
bad.
It?
Let's just go back to Sprogs.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
All right.
3:53 DGS. We have the think tank coming up right after this, the top of the hour after the news. So, Wheels, what are cool, stylish guys wearing this year?
Well, I don't know about guys. It's just everybody. I saw this story, and I'm curious if you guys feel like these would be for you, because I don't know where I saw this story, but I thought it was, it's like, what are the cool people going to wear in 2025? I'm like, well, don't listen to me, because I'll be wearing the same stuff I've been wearing for the last 15 or 20 years. But apparently the big things are going to be people wearing pajamas in public. Like, PJs are going to be a style thing now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And my question is, are they PJs if you wear them outside?
You ever done it, Rach?
No, but a lot of Real Housewives will wear, like, satin PJs to, like, their I hate that that's where my mind goes, but that's where I know it from. Like, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, yeah, they'll wear, like, satin pajamas to, like, a happy hour or something. So, I think it looks cute. I don't think I could personally pull it off because you have to do, like, heels and, like, jewelry with it, and that's just a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, it's supposed to be a big thing this year. Like, just PJs, like, fashionable ones. Like, you look like an outfit, but it's PJs. And I don't know. If it looks like an outfit, then is it PJs?
Right.
I don't know. Whatever. That's a thing. Suede is apparently going to be back. You got any old suede from back in the day?
No, I like suede, though.
Yeah?
I like suede, too.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's kind of a muted thing. Skinny jeans are coming back.
Is that good?
Good news for us guys.
I think anyone can wear... I think you just should wear the jeans that look good on you.
Yeah. I'm not being a smartass. Are there guys that skinny jeans look good on?
Yeah, but you can't go too skinny. When you go like the spandex ones...
Even if you're in good shape, it just looks weird.
Yeah, when they're like clinging to your calves and stuff.
And then the other thing was apparently a big thing is going to be having charms that hang from your purses and bags and things.
Yeah, I want a charm for my bag, actually.
There you go.